You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Brother Wolven?
Yes, sir.
I've talked to some people about the Lord, and it's not gone well.
Yes.
Ever had that happen?
Oh, I've had it happen, yeah.
If you tell people about the Lord, you're going to have some fails. You're going to have some things go wrong.
Absolutely.
Give me an instance where it just didn't work out. Can you think of one off the top of your head?
Well, one thing that I really sort of laugh at, I was out soul winning as a teenager with one of my buddies, and we're talking to another teenage girl, and he took his Bible out, and he's showing her, you know, the plan of salvation. He said, look at this. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life. He said,
oh, no.
Look at that word, but. He said, that is the prettiest butt I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I just went, okay. But, hey, she listened.
Fail.
But
yeah, fail.
He tried. He was able to at least open up the Bible and get through the scriptures. So.
Well, and you're gonna make mistakes. You're going to say things
yes.
in nervousness. And sometimes, you know, you just got to roll with it. You got to laugh at yourself and go on. When I was a kid, I was 12 years old when I took a soul winning course at our church. And so I desperately wanted to win somebody to the Lord. So I went fishing and I went down to a little creek we had in our town and saw him fishing away. And I see this kid and I thought, yeah, I'm going to talk to him about Lord. I'm going to talk to him about Lord. And so I got enough courage and I walked down. And I said, hey, man, have you ever been saved? And he said, yeah, I have. And I was like disappointed. I thought, I was under the impression that everybody was lost, you know. He didn't come to our church, so he couldn't be saved. And
yes.
I said, you're saved? And he goes, yeah. I said, well, when did you get saved? He says, oh, it was about 2 weeks ago. He says, I was down here fishing, and I fell in, and my brother pulled me out and saved me.
Wow.
I said, no, I'm not talking about that kind of saved. So then I proceeded to tell him about the Lord, but you got to be pretty clear sometimes what you're talking about.
My mom was out knocking on doors one day down in the Keys when Dad was pastoring in the Keys, and there's some unpleasant people around. But anyway, she knocks on this door, and the guy, you know, calls out, "Who is it?" And she said, "Well, we're from," and she gave the name of the church, and he said, "We're all naked. Come on in here." And she went, "No, thanks. I don't think I want to see that," you know, and just went on. Whether or not they were, probably not. The guy's
probably not
wanting to try to embarrass somebody. But my mom just, you know, took it and went with it, you know, and that's okay.
The biggest fail for me is when you don't tell somebody about the Lord. And I kick myself sometimes. I'll be on an airplane traveling somewhere or in a motel and the desk clerk. And you'll have conversation and things are going good, and you don't give them the gospel.
Yes.
And I could kick myself when that happens. But, it's just sometimes. And I'll, again, be brutally honest with folks. There are times when you're traveling like that, you just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yes.
You're tired. You know,
yes,
it's
you're
frustrating.
You're tired, you're weary, you're it's late.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you've got to overcome that for the sake of the gospel. You've got to say, listen, if there's somebody there, you know, give them the gospel. And like I said, I talked to a boy, you know, a young man a few weeks ago, and it was awesome. I loved it. That's the first time I've had opportunity in a while to actually talk to somebody. Most times now you get on an airplane, people put their headphones in and they're gone.
Yes.
Or put them on and they're gone. So that's kind of disheartening. But yeah, sitting in an airport, there's people there. But, again, sadly today, I just talked about this with Brother Kurt Skelly. You go to an airport, and everybody's on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is on their phone. They're doing something on their phone. And it doesn't mean we can't break in and say, you know, hey, you know, calling home or, you know, good video or something to kind of break that ice. But, yeah, that's a fail when you don't take the opportunity when you've got it, for sure.
Well, a lot of funny things are going to wind up happening, of course. Now, I've been out, goodness, I go out regularly for, it's been probably 43 years now. And, you know, nobody's ever sicked a dog on me. I've probably only been cussed at maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 times, you know. And whenever you figure out of all those years and all those hours, and I mean, you hear things that have happened, but usually it's not going to happen much to you. But I remember one young teenager, he went up to knock on somebody's door, went through the gate, went up to knock on somebody's door. Next thing you know, the guy's diving. He literally came running and dove over the fence like he was in the Olympics doing the high jump, you know. I mean, he just, like, dove over, and there was this big German Shepherd right on his heels, you know. And so he didn't take time to climb. He literally just dove and hit the ground and rolled, you know, and just in time before that dog got him. So, boy, I'll never forget that.
Comforting thought, in Canada, you're probably not going to be shot at. That's helpful. You may have to dodge a hockey stick, but probably not going to get shot at. No, I find this, if you're kind to people, they're usually kind in return. Most people, you know, there's some that, you know, just are grouchy people and they just don't want to talk to anybody. But most times, if you go to someone and you're kind and you're genuinely concerned, they'll at least be kind back. And who was just telling me? Who was it I listened to? I can't remember who I was talking to, but they said that church was the same. I think it was one of the interviews I did, or maybe I was talking to you. I can't remember. Somebody said, you know, winning people to Christ, it doesn't matter where you're at. In the South, they all tell you that
Brother
they're saved
Aylstock.
And that they'll come, but they don't come. Brother Aylstock, that's who it was. That's who it was, yeah. That was a great point that, you know, people are just people wherever you
Absolutely.
Go. And sometimes people aren't going to tell you. Here's what I don't like is when I talk to people here, they'll say, I'll try to come. And that in code means I'm not coming. So I just learned to tell people, hey, I know what you're saying. If you don't want to come, just tell me you don't want to come. And you know, don't leave me, you know, hanging, because I'm going to be at the church waiting on you. And just tell me the truth. I started doing without people. But if you know, find the concern of people's life and start talking about that, it'll open a door. And if you miss that, you miss that. Any other fails you can think of?
I've really bombed out before. Try to witness to somebody, try to get the gospel out. There have been times that literally, I mean, I'd take my New Testament open, and I can't even think of a single verse. Not even John 3:16.
Yeah.
I mean, the mind just went completely blank. And, of course, whenever I was learning how to win somebody to the Lord, they always said, mark your New Testament. If you're going to start with Romans, you know, 3:10 or 3:23, just right next to it in the margin, put 6:23 or wherever you plan on going, you know, so you remember. Goodness, I mean, I was doing that 20 years. I don't need to mark my New Testament. And I just went blank. And I said, well, I know it's in here, but God's concerned about you. You know, I mean, I could not think of one single verse.
Oh,
it was
my.
Just, well, you talk about going blank. And it wasn't old age, you know. I was probably about 25, maybe 30. But I remember that going,
my.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny because you have a great memory, too. I'll tell you, a fail is when you go to the hospital and someone is unconscious. Not giving them the gospel.
Yeah.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
I've had so many people tell me, I heard you. I remembered you being there. And there are some that haven't, but at least you gave the gospel. You never know. And I've had a lot of doctors and nurses tell me that, people can hear you when they're comatose,
yes.
or they can sense that you're there. So doing that, or not leaving a tract in the hospital for someone else to pick up. That's a fail. Those kind of things. I think sometimes being too brash and too bold with some people can be a fail. You know, just thinking I'm going to kind of cram this down somebody's throat, that's a fail. You can't do that. Can't do that for sure. Anything else?
I think what you had said as far as we are always concerned about us failing. But yeah. The Bible doesn't, it never fails. God will, his word will always return to him with the purpose that he sent it. It yeah. very well could be that we're giving somebody the gospel, so God at the great white throne judgment will say, you heard that on this date and you rejected it. That mm-hmm. that may be the purpose. You know, we think just because somebody didn't get saved, we did something wrong. But it's not us at all. It's completely the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. So the in order for us to fail, all we got to do is keep our mouth shut. Right. And we failed. When we open up our mouth, when we give somebody a tract, when we show concern for their soul, whether we stammered and stuttered and went blank and said the wrong things or somebody cussed us out or sicked a dog on us or whatever, it's not a fail. The only fail is keeping our mouth shut.
Yeah. I think it's a fail when you only ask people once. If you see them repeatedly and you only ask them one time if they'd like to be saved. They may not be ready that day. Their heart's not ready that day. But, you know, circumstances of life makes the heart pliable, and the Lord's been working on them, and Holy Spirit's convicting them to think, well, I've asked them one time. They said, no, that's it for life. Oh, my goodness. I have a gentleman who was a part of our church, still part of our church. 50 years, his wife prayed for him to get saved. Four different preachers asked him to know Christ as his Savior. And then he said, finally, one day, this preacher came in. He goes, I don't know why, but he said, I was ready. He said, and he asked me, would you like to get saved? And I thought, yep. And his wife was shocked. But 50 years and four preachers later, he finally got saved. So it's a fail if you don't keep asking or, you know, at least make that attempt more than one time. But
amen.
Know this.
Amen.
Know
That's
this.
Right.
That if you're going to talk to people about the Lord, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have slip-ups. You're going to have errors. But just keep trying. Keep going. Keep asking. People need the Lord. Brother Wolven, I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep telling people about the Lord. And, boy, I'm praying we see some people saved in the days ahead. We desperately need people to get saved and keep that desperation.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I wind up doing is if I ever see somebody crying, I always stop and say, I'm a pastor. Is there something I can do to help? It is amazing the number of people that will listen to the gospel whenever they're hurting. Maybe they're, you know, had a breakup or who knows what it meant in the hospital. Anytime somebody's crying, I usually try to, you know, get over to them and I'm a pastor. Is there anything I can do to help? And I've got the gospel and I know that that's going to help. So
I've recognized that most times when people are crying, it's because you are talking to them. Please get away from me, man. Please quit badgering me. I don't have anything to eat. Oh, man. All right. I'm Al Stone in St. Thomas, Ontario.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio.
You're going to mess up, but that's okay because the Holy Spirit knows. We don't win them. We just give them the gospel. Plant the seeds. This is Tim Talks. Now it's Tim time. Let's go out and sow the seed. Let's tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. You plant, we'll water, God will give the increase. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.